This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says government is effortful to bring country's economy on track. President Ramchandra Podil urges to implement existing laws to stop Churi region exploitation. Koshi Province Chief Minister Kedar Karki to seek vote of confidence today. And India awaits historic Supreme Court verdict on same-sex marriage. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says the government is effortful to bring the country's economy on track. The Prime Minister also claimed that the government was moving ahead with a determination of controlling corruption. Addressing a gathering of the Socialist Front in Dhangadi yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said the front would be further strengthened as a powerful centre. The Prime Minister also expressed his belief that the four-party front would lead the socialist movement to a new height, defending the political achievements. The head of the government also stated that some forces were making attempts to break the current coalition, claiming that the alliance would last for 5 years. The Prime Minister also informed that the preparation was being made for taking some significant bills related to civil service to the Parliament to institutionalise federalism. President Ramchandra Podil has urged to implement existing laws to stop Churi region exploitation. President Podil urged this to Minister for Forest and Environment Conservation Birendra Mahato during his talks with Minister Mahato at the Presidential Palace in Sheetal Nivas yesterday. During the talk, Minister Mahato expressed his commitment to put full efforts from the government side to preserve Churi region. Chief Minister of Koshi Province Government Kedar Karki is seeking a vote of confidence in the Province Assembly tomorrow. Province Assembly Secretary Gopal Prasad Parazuli said Chief Minister Karki had registered a proposal in the Province Assembly for a vote of confidence. Koshi Province Chief Parshuram Khapung appointed Karki as the Chief Minister on Saturday. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narayan Kaji Shrestha has stressed the need of strengthening internal security affairs for prosperity, progress and good governance in the nation. Addressing a program organized at the Nepal Police Headquarters, the Deputy Prime Minister said the realization of the rule of law had been possible in the country due to the roles of Nepal Police as the major actor in maintaining internal security. He said the Nepal Police was fulfilling its responsibilities to the best of its ability despite the availability of limited resources. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha has left for Beijing yesterday, leading a delegation to participate in the Third Belt and Road Forum for International Cooperation. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat has stressed the need for collective efforts from all sides as efforts of the government alone would not be possible for the improvement of country's economy. Speaking at a program organized by Female Economic Journalist Association yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Mahat said the government had expected support of all to improve the economy. He added that the government had been taking maximum efforts to improve the economy and positive results had started to appear. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. South says the government is making efforts to rescue the Nepalis in Israel. Speaking at a program organized by Sudur Paschim Journalist Society yesterday, Minister South said the verification process of the bodies of 5 Nepalis killed by the Hamas in Israel had started and would be brought to Nepal soon. The Foreign Affairs Minister added that all initiatives had been taken by the government for searching Bipin Joshi, who was said to have been taken hostage by Hamas. He further said international human rights organizations had also been requested for the same. CPN UML leader and former communication minister Gokul Banskota has underscored the need for the government to pay special attention to the development of state media arguing that they are nation's watchdog. In a greetings exchange program organized by Radio Nepal Employees Union on the occasion of Bada Dasain Festival yesterday, leader Baskota stressed the need for introducing an act while transforming Radio Nepal and Nepal Television into public service broadcasting, taking its responsibility of autonomy and finance by the state as they are non-profit media. He urged the government to consider the development and management of Radio Nepal, applauding its critical role in the time of crisis. On the occasion, Radio Nepal's Executive Director Buddhi Bahadur KC said some necessary initiations were being taken to make Radio Nepal accessible to all population, irrespective of difficult geography and demographics. A meeting of the National Assembly scheduled for 1 p.m. today has been suspended. National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha has adjourned the meeting of the upper house of the Federal Parliament set for today, citing a special reason. Secretary General of the Federal Parliament, Dr. Bharat Raj Gautam, said the date and time of the next meeting would be determined through another notice. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. India's Supreme Court is set to give a ruling on petitions seeking to legalize same-sex marriage today. According to the BBC, the petitioners say not being able to marry violates their constitutional rights and make them second-class citizens. The government and religious leaders have strongly opposed the same-sex unions, saying they are against the Indian culture. If the court okays marriage equality, it will give India's tens of millions of LGBTQ plus people the right to marry. It would also set up momentous changes in Indian society, as a lot of other laws, such as those governing adoption, divorce and inheritance, will have to be reimagined. A five-judge constitution bench, which is set up to consider important questions of law, heard the case in April and May. Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, who is heading the bench, called it a matter of seminal importance, and the deliberations were live-streamed in public interest. Secretary of State Antony Blinken underlined the deep commitment of the U.S. to Israel's right to defend itself after holding talks with top officials in Tel Aviv. According to BBC, in his second visit to Israel since the deadly attacks by Hamas, Blinken met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He reaffirmed U.S. support and its willingness to aid the country, the State Department said. According to the BBC, more than 1,400 people were killed in Israel 9 days ago. Hamas militants crossed into Israel from the Gaza Strip to attack civilians and soldiers. Meanwhile, the United Nations has said it is deep in negotiations to get the first aid into Gaza. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Sunday called for rapid and unhindered humanitarian access in the conflicted area and for the release of hostages kept by Hamas. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province, along with the hilly regions of the country. It will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at few places of Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province, and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at some places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 26.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 14.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says government is effortful to bring country's economy on track. President Ramchandra Paudil urges to implement existing laws to stop charities and exploitation. Kosi Province Chief Minister Kedar Karki to seek a vote of confidence on Wednesday, and India awaits historic Supreme Court verdict on same-sex marriage. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website. website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.